Hey guys, it's about, let me see what time it is. It's about 12:35. I just came in from on a, well, I came in around about 11:30 from a date. Hold on for a second. I'm back, and I want to tell you all about the date, and this brings me to the title of this podcast, Physical Attraction. Well, let's talk about it. Okay, I know when we first meet somebody, it's physical. We take a look at them and like, all that kind of stuff, you know. And we like them, but that's not it for me. It's not the physical. I'm getting ready to tell off myself. It's not a physical attraction. It's more than just physical attraction. I know there's the norm, like when you start talking to him and it's the intelligence or the smile or, you know, the way he carried himself or his honesty. But it's more than that. So it is true. When we look at somebody, the first thing we think, we look at the physical. Oh, he's nice looking. I guess he look at us and say, oh, she's nice looking. I don't know. But that's what we have always been told. But I know there are some people out there like me. I know there is. I'm getting ready to tell off on myself. I know there is. So when I see somebody and he looks nice, he might catch my eye for a moment. And that's what I was saying in the podcast before this. I said if you start off with the physical, it would stay with the physical and the whole relationship would be about the physical and it will not last. But I'm talking about something a little bit different. So let's talk about I'm talking about the physical. Okay, physical attraction. I guess I'm stalling because I don't want to tell off on myself. So it's physical, but I know somebody out there that's like me. So we see someone, he look at us and we look at them and yeah, they catch our eye. And I think that's first for most people. But for me, it's a little bit different. I might look over and yeah, I might say he looks good, blah, 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 blah. But there's no, nothing is jumping. Nothing is, you know, it's just like, okay. All right. It's when I have to get to that date. And I'm gonna tell you why. Because and I know I'm stalling again. I know there's people out there like me. I'm more of a scent person. I'm more of a body. I'm gonna spell a word because I have bands in my mouth and I can't say the word. I tried to say it before I got on here and could say it. Well, I'm gonna try to body odor, ODOR. I'm more attracted to that. See, I'm telling off on myself. I'm more attracted to that. And I'm not talking about his cologne. I'm talking about his scent, his body, how his body smells. It's really weird for others, I guess. But I think for people like me, and I just know there's other people out there, and DM me if you are like me. It's more of a scent that I'm drawn to. And I'm gonna get back to that scent too. And it's more of to the way he stands, you know, way he stands, how his clothes fit. It's more of that. And but the first thing is, it's the scent. It's the scent. It's the way he smell. So tonight I went out on this date, and he did not have that scent I was looking for. He doesn't know I have a podcast. I can go ahead and say this. So I tell no one that I have a podcast. So he did not have that scent. So, you know, I moved closer to him. I wasn't smelling it at all. And a lot of it too, telling off of myself. When I get to really know a guy and I'm really dating a guy, I haven't dated a lot, but no, I haven't dated a lot at all. But you know, I was married for a long time, and even before I got married, I really didn't date a whole lot. But I'm stalling, but I'm going to say it. I like the way his underarm smell. I like the way a guy underarm smell, his armpits. Let's just say his armpits. I like the way that smell. It's a certain scent that I look for. I know it's so crazy, but it is. And it's his wrist, and it's like the area round by his elbow. So tonight I went on this date. And I moved up to him, not how you just try to just get on up there close to him, you know. And I did not smell that scent. And it was just, he's a nice looking guy. Like I say, you know, most people is all about the physical and the way he look. I mean, a nice looking guy. I mean, clothes was nice. But his clothes weren't fitting the way I like to see them fit. I know there's people out there like me. His clothes were not fitting the way I like to see him fit. And he did not have that stand that I like, that posture that I like. So for me, it's more of the scent, the body odor, ODOR. I got bands and you can't say it. It's more of that. And it's the underarm, it's the wrist, and it's the elbow. I know y'all, weird. And it's the way his clothes fit. Not that his body need to be chiseled and his clothes fit on a chiseled body. No, he can have a pot belly as long as his clothes fit the way I like them to fit, the way I like to see it, and he stands a certain way. I'm more drawn to that and to the scent. So tonight, the guy clothes, this nice looking guy, they did not fit the way I like. Well, he didn't stand the way I like. It's so weird. And most of all, he did not have that scent. And I know he was probably saying, I was looking for that scent too. I was like, little nose. I was like Lulu. My little nose was like, trying to smell, trying to see. And then I got a little closer to him. Like, I don't smell it, don't smell it. I could smell his cologne, but I wasn't smelling that scent, that body scent that I like. And I know there's people out there like me and DM me and let me know. But there's more to getting back to physical attraction. Yes, it is true. A lot of people look at one another and it's a physical thing. And then from there, hopefully, they build by getting to know each other because physical is not going to take you anywhere. Physical, let's get to that. Physical only going to be for maybe the first 10 minutes that you saw him. But when y'all start to talk on the telephone or the cell phone or texting, you know, I don't like texting, but some of you all do it. So I said to myself, let me go ahead and put that inside because a lot of you write me, say, what's wrong with texting? And I still say this too. Please, please don't make your relationship all about texting. No, that's not a relationship. A relationship is two people, you know, talking. I mean, alive talking. Well, I'm not talking about that right now. So let's move away from that. But yes, it's physical attraction. But once you all get to talking to each other, it becomes, you know, more like, you know, he likes the way your mind works, the way you think, and you like the way his mind work and the way he think. Yeah, we have all of that, and is he trustworthy? That's a turn on, you know. You know, the way he's trying to view where he wants this relationship to go, the way he sees it, and all that could be a turn on. That's long lasting. The physical only gonna last no more than the time you met him, and that's it. But y'all, that body smell gonna last for a long time. So y'all need to hop on the boat with me. That body odor is gonna be there forever. Underneath them armpits, gonna be there forever. That smell on that wrist, that smell on the elbow is gonna be there forever. On top of that, he's intellectual. I'm liking his mind. I like the way he think. You know, he's ambitious. He seemed like a guy that would really, really, really see about me. He romantic, take care of me, all of that. Okay, that stays. So yeah, I need to hop on a train with me and go for the body scent more than, oh, he looks so good, da, 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 because it only lasts, you know, just a few. And then a lot of times it just stay physical. And then eventually, he's gonna wean off from that and you're gonna wean off from that. He probably wean off quicker because women are like this. We're not like guys, you know. Women are more like they have a heart. So if it's physical, they'll stay in the physical and hope that it move on to something else where a guy would say, okay, I had enough of this, you know, let me move on, you know, that type of thing. So no, ladies, don't get caught up in that physical. But like I just said, you know, the way he stands, you know, all of that kind of stuff. It's really such a turn on and it lasts forever. And like I said, that body scent. So if you, what they call it, the pheromones, I think it's called. Am I pronouncing that right? I don't know. But y'all let me know, DM me. Pheromones, how you spell it? Pheromones. E-A-R-E-R-M-I-N-E-S. I don't know. But that there attracts me. And it attracts a few others out there. I know it does. And if you follow my lead and go with that, I know some of you say, oh, I don't think I want to smell up on his armpits. Yes, you do. And it goes a long way. And I'm bringing this up because, it's really, really hot here in Texas. Spring has kicked in, and spring is kicking in. That made me think of something, that spring is kicking in. And like I said before, we the little bees, we buzzing around smelling each other. And we are getting ready to get into some dating. Some of us may have a serious little romance going on this summer, or in the next month or two, and stuff like that. So I don't want you just relying on physical. I don't want you relying on physical. And sometimes guys know that you're just looking at the physical, and they would take advantage of that and just sleep with you about two or three times and go on. And they'll be the first to say, even though they're looking at the physical too, but they'll be the first to say, well, and man, she was all about the physical, she wasn't serious, and da 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 da. Well, really you were, but you probably were showing, trying to make it happy, please him. Let him know he looks so good and it's about the physical. And that's another thing too. Women need to stop that. It was just today somebody was saying something, and he was really bragging on this guy. And I said, who do you think he is? Who is he? He's just a guy. So we need to stop that too. Let's get back to the old days. Let the guy brag on us. Let him tell us how pretty we are. And not we don't need to be out here telling guys that that they look good, ooh la la la. Well, half the time we're just saying that women, we just say that to be nice, Let's get back to the old way of dating, And then yes, it's nice. I really believe, once you get into a relationship and when you build in a relationship, yes, build your guy up, build your man up. I really believe that, to build your man up, let him know that you appreciate him. Let him know them armpits smelling good. I do believe you do need to build your guy up, but sometimes you are. You meet a guy, and you just hop into it, and right away you tell him this and that, and a lot of guys, they'll take it all in. Some guys, they could be narcissistic, and they're like, tell me more, tell me more, tell me more. You don't want that kind of guy. You don't want that kind of guy, So that's all I wanted to say. It's just that I went out on this date tonight, and I really got to thinking because in the last podcast, I said, well, my next podcast is going to be about physical attraction, and I was going to do a little research on it. But then when I went on this date earlier tonight, just got in about an hour ago, it made me think the things that I'm always looking for, and it's every single time. Every single time I meet a guy, I can go out with a guy and I'm smelling and I'm looking for that scent. And it's so strong to the point where, yes, he can have a nice personality, he can be ambitious, he can have all those things that I'm that we all women desire, But and I desire those things too. But also, I need that. I have to have that scent, the pheromones, whatever you call it. I need that. That's one of my criterias. I want you to have that scent, and I'm sure guys like that too. They have criterias too. I need for her to have this. She doesn't have to look like this and that and blah blah blah. She don't have to be a size 6'4", 10 or whatever. She doesn't have to be a size 20 as long as she got this here. And that's a lot of guys are like that. As long as she got whatever he's looking for, as long as she has that, I'm good. And that's the way I am. This body thing that I have when it comes down to attraction, when looking at the guy, I need a guy to have that. And if he doesn't, I have to just take my little boat and row on along. I have to now. I do. He need all the other things too, but that there I really look for, and I don't think I can compromise into he not having that. I need that, and so I just wanted to bring that up. I know y'all going to talk about me. Then I say that girl over there smelling armpits. What else? What else she smelling? I told you the wrist and the elbow. I love it. And like I said, I haven't dated much, and I like it to, y'all. I'm so hooked on the body order. Is that like I said? I bring up a previous relationship a while back. I'm divorced now, but this was before I was married. But I'm making it clear I'm divorced now. But I remember being with this guy, and I was with him for a good little while, a few years. And oh my God, I love the scent. I really, really did. And I remember I just loved when he put his arm around me, 'cause right away I smelled up on his arm, and I don't think he knew it, and I think later he caught on to it. Even when sometimes I'm grown, we'd be intimate, and I'd snuggle my little nose under his arm. So it's one of things. It's one of my criteria. I don't know if any guys out there in Houston out here listening to me, call me up if you got a nice armpit. Yeah, I'm laughing at myself, but yeah, guys, it was spring now, and we're getting out a little bit, and so we're getting ready to start dating. So I just wanted to bring that up, about my date tonight. And will I go out with him again? No. I want. He's a guy. He's a nice looking guy, and he really looks good on paper and off paper. He really does. But I'm letting somebody else go ahead and have him. And I'm gonna wait. I'm gonna wait for Mr. Armpits. Well, I'll talk to you guys later, because it's late. It's almost. Let me see. It's almost 1 o'clock. Time for me to get in bed. I got a lot to do tomorrow. As you all know, in 2 weeks I'm moving. I'm moving in 2 weeks. And I want to start packing. I have movers coming. So I want to start, we have to pack the boxes and all that kind of stuff. I had this one service one time I did use where they came in, and I knew they were coming in to pack the boxes, but I still packed the majority of the boxes. I don't know why. It just me to do that certain things. I just want to pack a certain way. But this go round, I don't have them coming in packing. I'm gonna do it myself, and I want to get started on that tomorrow. So because before I know it, 2 weeks will be up, and the movers are here, and I'm very excited about my new place. And that would be our first video. On Patreon will be me showing you my new place, our first video. And I guess that's it for now. And I'll talk to you guys, and there will be a podcast. This podcast will go out on Monday. Well, probably tomorrow or Monday. Probably tomorrow. I think I'll go ahead and set this up for tomorrow. And then we'll have one on Tuesday and Friday, or maybe Tuesday, Wednesday, and Friday. But I'm gonna talk to you guys later. It's getting late, so talk to you later. Bye bye.